when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Welcome back to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. I'm Ishan Akbar, and this is the business podcast where every week we interview entrepreneurs who give us their one key takeaway. Our guest this week is the CEO and founder of one of the most popular parenting sites in the world. She's the founder of both Mumsnet and Grandsnet. It's Justine Roberts. She's been named as one of the most powerful women in the UK, and Mumsnet has become one of the most influential networks for parents. In this episode, we'll be talking about how listening to your audience will benefit your business. Justine, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
I'd love to share with you the lesson that you have two ears and one mouth, and it's best to use them in that order.
What a powerful lesson. And it harks back to my teenage years when my mum would say this to me frequently. Tell me what it means in the context of running a business.
I think it's twofold, really. You must always keep close to your customer. That's absolutely key. When you start a business, you're often solving a problem that you understand quite intimately. Mm. And that's often the motivation for entrepreneurs to start a business. It's to solve that problem. But of course, the bigger your business grows and the further away you get from that problem, the harder it is to stay in touch. So I think you have to be an active listener to make sure that you are really still focused on solving the customer's problems.
Tell us a bit about the origin story of Mumsnet.
Well, so Mumsnet began a long time ago, actually, in internet years. It was before the turn of the millennium. So it was kind of slightly ahead of its time as far as social networks were concerned. But the fundamental problem was I was a new parent. I had nearly 1 year old twins. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. We managed to get away on a holiday, but I picked the wrong destination, the wrong time zone, the wrong resort, quite frankly, the wrong children. And it was an unmitigated disaster. And everyone was sort of bemoaning their choice. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to have found out where the right destination was before we left? Mm. And it's not just travel, is it? It's everything. We, you know, as parents, we're not really trained for this extremely important role that we have. Yeah. And tapping into the wisdom of others would be a great thing. And of course, there was this new thing called the internet, which allowed people to tap in to all kinds of people who've been there and done that, even complete strangers.
How interesting, particularly in the value of appreciating other people's wisdom. You mentioned you've got two ears and one mouth. How do you know whose mouth to listen to?
You know, I'm a big believer in the power of the customer. If you keep close to, I say customer, but I could substitute audience or client or whoever it is you're running this business for, then it's not so much that they will tell you what's needed, but you've got to put your mind into the mindset of that customer. Mm. So you develop on their behalf, you agitate on their behalf, you innovate on their behalf because you really understand their problems. And that's the key. It's not, I mean, there's a famous saying, isn't there, that if Henry Ford had asked people what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse, a car. Yeah. So it's not just sort of ask what people want and you'll get the answer. It's empathize. It's put yourself into their shoes, walk in their shoes, and try and understand what the problems are so you can evolve your business to make sure you're answering those problems.
Tell us a bit about some of the evolutionary points of Mumsnet, which reflected you listening, where you thought this is the next step change that we need to make.
I mean, in some ways, Mumsnet is an easier business than others to stay close to the customer because what we are is a forum where our users generate the content.
Right.
So it's almost like having a 24/7 focus group. And we got feedback on everything we did. But it also was crucial that we struggled basically to raise money. So Mumset was launched right when the internet first dot-com bubble burst. So we had to survive on a shoestring. And we actually survived early on by our users donating money to us. So they would send checks to us. So by definition, not only did you have this group of people who were creating the content largely for free, and you also had a group of people who were keeping you afloat. So there was no chance of us not seeing that group of people as a pretty major stakeholder in this business.
Yeah.
We basically used them as a 24/7 focus group on all kinds of business decisions, including who we should partner with on as far as advertisers were concerned. And very quickly, they would let us know if they disagreed with anything. And it was, you know, immediate feedback, which is wonderful.
In terms of the practicalities of what listening to the various stakeholders looks like, you know, you've got the benefit of having this, as you said, a 24/7 focus group. But is it a case of regular surveys on SurveyMonkey? You know, how practically, what does it look like?
Well, for us, we have a forum on the site called Site Stuff. And our users freely contribute their thoughts to what we should be doing. So, you know, we have a large and opinionated bunch of users. So it's not hard in that sense. We, you know, but the other stakeholders, I think it is about working hard at communication. You know, it's working hard about making time and effort to lay out, you know, the plan, the values, the mission. And you've probably got to do it, you know, on a multiple of 10 times more than you think you should. We have something at Mumset called the 3AM test, which is, in theory, were I to go into any member of the team's bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning and shake them and say, what are the three things most important to our business? They need to be able to give the answer.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's quite a good idea. Yeah.
I mean, I've not actually done it.
But it's, particularly not in COVID times, yeah.
Yeah. But it, what it means is you've got to communicate these things to the point of utter tedium.
How important and how possible is it, do you think, for a new entrepreneur, for example, or even an existing entrepreneur, to begin to put their trust in the opinions of other people?
I think you kind of have to be quite trusting, because there's so much good advice out there from entrepreneurs. You know, now I think there's, the world is laden with amazing books and podcasts. You can pretty much tap in to hear the journey of any founder.
Like this podcast.
Like this one. So that's an amazing resource. And I think that, you know, I would always encourage everyone to read and listen as much as they possibly can, because you're trying to avoid making mistakes. But ultimately, there's only one decision maker. And you must do what feels right for you and your business, and in particular, your personality. So I'm a firm believer that every organization's values should reflect those of the founder. Otherwise, there's some lack of authenticity there and it becomes meaningless.
In terms of Mumsnet and Grandsnet and the future, have you had thoughts about what the future might look like, what you want to do next?
So we are in the process of replatforming, which, you know, we've got a 20-year-old, enormous, huge legacy tech infrastructure.
Right.
Which, so the key for us is to get that onto a modern infrastructure and, you know, in the cloud and all the rest of it, so we can then focus our mind on providing solutions to our users' problems and do that quickly and in an agile way. But we'd like to be able to develop as fast as a brand new startup would do. And then use the insights and the data we have to really solve our users' problems.
Well, Justine, look, thank you so much for your time on 929 today. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
It's been an absolute pleasure for me. And I can't wait to listen to it and all your other episodes as well.
What an interesting chat with Justine. She really highlighted the importance of not just doing the listening, but actually doing the doing after you've listened. I think it's really important that they've made Mumsnet users such a key part of how Mumsnet has grown to become such a success. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you again very, very soon. Goodbye.